Hey, let's talk about Mr. Alan, Alan Steinmetz, Steinmetz. Date of birth is 8/24/45. This is a 75-year-old gentleman originally from Long Island, New York. Has been in Texas for many, many years as an insurance agent for Nationwide Insurance Company, period. New paragraph, he's been married 27 years to his lovely wife, Donna. They live together in Cypress, Cypress, Texas, period. Alan suffers from diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, and dementia, period. New paragraph, patient is bedbound. He's no longer able to get out of bed. He's confused, has issues with mentation, hallucination, decreased weight, decreased appetite, total ADL dependency, confusion, and hallucination, period. New paragraph, patient has a bowel and bladder incontinence and does not get out of bed, period. He has a very colorful medical history. His surgeries includes leg bypass surgery times 5 in the past 10 years because of PDD, coronary artery bypass graft, pacemaker, history of hypertension, coronary artery disease, neuropathy. Put past surgical and medical history includes history of motor vehicle accident some 4 or 5 years ago with a right leg injury, which landed him in a nursing home and rehab, period. Macular degeneration at age 50, is totally blind at this time in one eye and has very little vision in the other eye, has had injections in his eyes with no avail at this time. He suffers from sundowner syndrome and change in personality, especially in the 5 years, period, period. New paragraph. Recent hospitalization, he was in the emergency room 3 weeks ago with what appeared to be a lacunar stroke. He's been hospitalized with leg injuries. Also has had 2 bouts of sepsis, one in November of last year and one a year before that, period. Social, he's a Catholic and does not smoke, does not drink alcohol. He used to smoke, but he quit in 2005 and quit drinking in 30 years ago. He has a total of 5 children, 4 from previous marriages and 1 with his current wife, period. Oh, under surgical and medical, put down status post gallbladder surgery and history of bed sores previously. Allergy none, COVID immunization is up to date. Family history, significant history of dementia. Mom died of dementia and other family members with dementia as well as his father, period. New paragraph, patient is a DNR at this time, period. Review of system, again, decreased appetite, decreased weight, bowel and bladder incontinence, total ADL dependency, history of falls times 3 before he became total and completely bedbound, history of lymphedema in his lower extremity. Pain issues related to neuropathy, confusion, hallucination, decreased mentation, sometimes doesn't recognize his wife, worsening symptoms in the past 6 months, has not seen his doctor over a year except for telehealth, medications, includes insulin, 40 units of Humulin a day, and SEMGLEE, long-acting insulin, 40 units a day. Other medications include Plavix, Neurontin, Robaxin, Metformin, Januvia, Proscar, Metoprolol, Lasix, Fenofibrate, Protonix, Aspirin, Trazodone, Crestor, Vistril, and Thyroxin, period. On examination, Alan was found to be confused but awake. He's not oriented to person, place, or time at this time. Blood pressure is 140 over 90. Pulse is 92. Respiration is 18. He's a febrile heart. Positive one, positive 2. Lungs, shallow breath sounds. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Patient has a diaper in place. Lower extremity, positive for lymphedema. No cords, no sign of DVT. Neurological is a bedbound, has very little, has global weakness and not able to move lower extremity with without help. upper extremities, he's able to move. He has a sacral decubitus right side, stage one, has been a stage two, but has not closed. Skin is warm to touch, oral mucosa slightly dry. Assessment here, we have a 77-year-old gentleman with severe diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, and dementia, period. His dementia has definitely advanced in the past 6 months for the reasons mentioned above, period. He definitely meets the criteria for hospice. He's most likely going to pass away in the next six months, which makes him hospice appropriate, period. His this can be recent hospitalizations for stroke and sepsis are further proof of his worsening condition and his immunologic and circulatory system, period. Next number is diabetes. Next number is coronary artery disease. Next number is PVD. Next number, diabetic neuropathy. Next number is lymphedema. Next number is BPH. Next number is CHF. Next number is anxiety. Next number is depression. Next number is sundowner syndrome. Next number, hallucination. Next number is extensive family history dementia. Next number is blindness in one eye. Next number is stage one decubitus ulcer. Next number is coronary artery disease. Next number is hypertension. Next number is status post CABG. Next number is status post pacemaker placement. Next number is peripheral vascular disease. Next number is decreased appetite. Next number is weight loss. Next number is overall condition is consistent with advanced dementia. Findings discussed with patient. Next number's patient is a DNR. Next number's patient and family have decided against resuscitation and or PEG tube placement. Next number of findings discussed with Donna, who is the HISD diagnostician and has a good handle on her husband's medical issues and his end-of-life care. Thank you. And the need for end-of-life care at this time. Thank you.